You know, whenever you are ready, systems are a go.
Thank you,
Thank
George. Go ahead, Chairman.
you. Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board at the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Please stand and salute the flag over my shoulder here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic and one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have several changes to tonight's agenda. The two Ronco development applications, 146 Hillside Avenue and 160 Hillside Avenue, are adjourned at the applicant's request until January 9th, 2025, with no further notice. The application of Mary Jo Barnowski is postponed until January 9th, 2025. She must notice the people on the property owner's list within 200 feet. Finally, On Switch, 51 New England Avenue, is adjourned until January 23rd, 2025, with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, you all good?
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's move on to item number 6, 24-ZB-76V, new singular wireless AT&T.
Is Christopher Quinn present?
Yes, good evening. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Sound great, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's all yours.
Okay, great. Thank you. So again, as mentioned, my name is Christopher Quinn. I'm with the firm Pinellas Halpern. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, New Singular Wireless PCS LLC, which everyone knows is AT&T. I'm going to give you kind of a prequel. This is the first of a several applications you're going to hear me on over the next several months. It's one of those modification projects where your ordinance and your practice of the township has been to require carriers to come before the board to make a formal interpretation that any modification to their facilities comply with all requirements, they meet all code requirements, and that they're appropriate and fit within the federal guidelines for a permitted modification. Just by way of background, this is AT&T's proposing modification to all of its sites in Piscataway. In fact, primarily almost all of its sites in the entire country right now. It's part of a nationwide equipment modification project they're doing, where they're basically replacing most of their equipment and most of their antennas on these facilities. In order to do that, it's done in order to accommodate future growth and development for the network for future needs coming for the decades ahead. But for this particular application, the property, it's a 1711 South 2nd Street, Block 201, Lot 2.02. It's in the M1 zone. AT&T's had antennas on top of this water tank for decades. I think I've been here at least three other times in the past 10 years for previous modification applications here. What this modification is AT&T is going to replace the existing 12 antennas on the top of the tank with 9 new antennas. There's equipment, there's a shelter inside the building. There's going to replace some of the equipment cabinets inside the shelter. And on the outside of the shelter where there's a rack, they're going to replace some of the kind of infrastructure that's on the rack that's outside the shelter as well. No ground disturbance, no increase in height, no increase in width. It's a fairly straightforward project, no ground disturbance being proposed. So it's really just a simple modification of their equipment and swapping out equipment for like.
Mr. Quinn, can I interrupt you?
Yes.
The board's heard dozens of these applications recently. So I just have a couple of questions for you. No new variances are being created, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, you're not going any higher than the current?
No, it'll be at the exact same height.
And you have already said there's no ground disturbance?
Correct.
You've supplied an RF report showing that it complies?
Yes, we have. There's no change in emissions or well below the emissions requirements.
And a structural engineer's report saying that it can handle the load?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's normally all we require on these applications.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. I think we can move on as well. Do any other members of the board have any questions for this
Any prior conditions you should extend to this as well?
Yes, that's one of the requirements as well, prerequisites as well.
Thank you, John. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you, Laura. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I second.
Call roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Quinn, we'll memorialize this at our next meeting.
Great. Thank you. And I have a feeling I might be seeing you in the next meeting. So happy holidays, everyone. Have a great new year.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, bye.
Item number 7, 24-ZB-09/10B, Wellspring Adult Care.
Thank you. Good evening, members of the board, board professionals. I'm Tim Arch, attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. As you may recall, I'm here representing Wellspring. You may recall Wellspring put their case on before your board at the last hearing. We went through all of our witnesses. We put our case on the record. And I believe that the chairman and Mr. Keneally had a few questions, wanted the professional staff to review the plans just to make sure that they had time to review that. I'm happy to report that I personally met with Ms. Corcoran. We went over all the plans and I'll defer to staff, but I believe that all their questions have been answered and that they are all satisfied as to any questions that they had of those. In addition, we have taken that time from the last meeting. There was a request or a condition that was requested of us was to enter into a developer's agreement. We have finalized that developer's agreement and worked out and negotiated all the terms of that developer's agreement since the last meeting. I do have my client here, Mr. Ben Honing, as well as Joan Marie Granato, who you will recall both testified at the last hearing in case the board has any additional questions for them. But I do believe that we placed our entire case on the record last time. We'll stand by that prior testimony. And I believe that we have worked out to the satisfaction of your township professionals any lingering questions or any other conditions.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Arch. Jonathan, do you have any comments to add to this?
I think we'll address everything through a developer's agreement. I just want to make mention of a tail condition for the access for the accessible route and the pickup and drop off logistics.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may jump in there, I have reviewed the developer's agreement. It does contain that tail condition, which essentially says we're going to keep an eye on this for a year. And if the Piscataway professional staff have any concerns about safety, they may have to come back and rework the drop-off area. I also have a resolution tonight that contains the same condition, but I concur with Mr. Arch that it appears that we've answered all of the open questions from the last hearing. And I don't know that any testimony is necessary unless the board has questions.
Got it. Thank you, Jim. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No, Chairman.
Okay, let's close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application with the developer agreement. Can I get a second? Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Arch will memorialize the resolution at the end of this meeting.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Tim, we'll see you in 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, Ms. Buckley, who seconded that motion?
Kalpesh Patel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in 10 seconds, Tim.
Number
824-ZB-68V, Grand Homes Investments.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, I'm Tim Arch, attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing Grand Home Investments. By way of a little bit of background, this is a home that has already been built. Plans were submitted to the township, reviewed, permits were granted. The home was built as per those plans, and an as-built survey was taken after the home was built. And to my client's surprise, the as-built survey differed from the architectural plans that were submitted. When I say it differed, it's actually exactly the same as the plans. The architect candidly admitted that he made a mistake in the calculations when he submitted it. And so there was not a coverage variance caught at the time that it was submitted in. So the home is actually built exactly the same as the plans that were originally submitted indicated. It's just that the architect screwed up his calculation essentially at calculating the overall building coverage. And so instead of a 20% building coverage, which is what is permitted in the zone, there was a, I believe, let me just check the agenda. I believe it was a 22.7, if I'm correct. Let me just look real quick. 22.7% building coverage. I do have my client here, Mr. Amir Ali, in case the board has any questions. I will note that I did do a little bit of research as to the board's practices in the past. I know that I found multiple examples of the board granting these minor coverage variances from greater than 20%, 22, 23, 24% is not uncommon. I believe I was actually present at a hearing one time where Mr. Hinterstein said that a 20 to 22% was de minimis. I made note of that because Henry almost never said that anything was de minimis. So I certainly kept track of that. So I believe that it is something that the board can certainly grant. One of the conditions that we were asked to agree to was that we would also enter into a developer's agreement, just in case there were any other issues that the township needed to work out. We're certainly happy to do that. And one of the things that I do want to stress on the record is that my client is aware that this was an honest mistake. If this ever came before the board on some other house in the future where this was a trend, he certainly is aware that the board will view this as intentional and not an error. And so you're not going to see this sort of thing coming up in the future.
Good call.
So unless the board has any other questions of myself or my client.
I was just about to ask him. So we can move this on quickly. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Comments? Hearing none.
Just procedurally, did you file for a variance as we just discussed?
Yes, we're here not as a variance application.
Yes, okay. This is an official variance application.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Any other members? Questions? Hearing none, I'm gonna open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
With the developer's agreement, of course. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
We will memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to item number 9, 24-ZB-64B, Lisa Williams Gaffey.
Thank you, members of the board. More professional. Still Tim Arch. Still in a
third time's a charm.
Third time's charm. Well, I hope so anyway. I'm here representing Miss Lisa Williams Gaffey. This is for a property at 40 Bristol Road. This is a request for a use variance, not a pre-existing non-conforming, but a use variance in order to keep the existing multifamily two-family home at the location. We've provided documentation to the board and to the staff professionals. This was a home that was actually moved from another location and placed on this lot when the lot was created through subdivision back in 1960. It was moved as a multifamily home and it was placed on that lot. In fact, the home that is right next door that was on the other side of the subdivision is also a almost identical multifamily home that was owned by my client's uncle. My client's father owned the home that is in question today. From 1960 until now, it's been always maintained as a two-family home. There have not been any significant changes made to it. I do have my client who is present today in case the board has questions, and I also have Miss Allison Coffin, who's our professional planner. I do want to acknowledge the reports that I received. The first is from Mr. Chadwick. That was dated November 12, 2024. He indicated that the photographs clearly show the building is a two-family structure. He also indicated that that he recommends any fire inspections be conducted to ensure emergency detectors and proper code is up to place. We absolutely agree that proper fire code applies. That is the case. And then the other staff report that I have is dated December 2nd, 2024. I'll never do this before. I'll never do this again, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to read it in its entirety. Documentation has been provided showing that the home was a two-family dwelling back in 1960, has been used as a two-family since that time. The dwelling is maintained and there is sufficient room for parking. Furthermore, the lot is conforming and the dwelling conforms to the setback requirements for the zone. The staff has no concerns for the subject property to have a continued use as a two-family dwelling, period.
Okay. That's a smoking gun for me as well.
That's going to be framed. Yes.
I'm going to cut you to the quick thing because I think this is an open and shut case at this point. Once the staff gives us a report like that, you're good to go.
The only thing that I will add is we do have Ms. Coffin, our planner here, just for the sake of making sure that the record is complete for justification because it is a use variance. I would like for her to very, very briefly just put on the record that the justifications in case there is ever any prerogative writ action.
If your expert could be very brief.
Yes. I can be.
Absolutely.
I promise.
Thank you, ma'am.
Could you raise your right hand? Yep. You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
I believe you've been accepted as an expert planner before this board previously.
Yes, and my license is still in good standing.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
Allison Coffin, Coffin. I work for James W. Higgins Associates. We're at 14 Tilton Drive in Ocean Township, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Since this application requires a use variance, we do need to satisfy the positive and negative criteria. It's my opinion in this case, the positive criteria are satisfied and that the site is particularly suited to the use because the site has been developed with a two-family dwelling for 64 years. It is a two-family dwelling, and that does lend it towards the particular suitability for being a two-family dwelling. It has two kitchens, separate living spaces, and separate entrances. The site provides adequate parking for the two units. There's no substantial detriment to the use variance. It's occupied the site for 64 years without issue. It is visually in character with the area. In fact, it's one of the first homes to be located on that road. It helped establish the character of that area. And it's my opinion that the continued use of this site as it has been for decades would not create a substantial imposition to your master plan and zoning ordinance.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Arch will memorialize it at our next meeting.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody. Everybody,
you too. Take care, sir. I believe we're up to item 12.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's 24-ZB-60B, 36 Haight Avenue. Haight?
But I'm not a hater. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Kevin Morse, Woodbridge, New Jersey, appearing on behalf of the applicant, 36 Haight Ave LLC. Subject property is located at 36 Haight Avenue in Piscataway Township. We're before you seeking certification that the existing two-family dwelling at the property constitutes a lawful pre-existing non-conforming use or alternatively use variance approval. Although I don't believe we will ever need to make the use variance request. Before you proceed, I would just ask to confirm, I had submitted our affidavits of publication and mailing. I wanted to make sure they are received, they're in order, so the board has jurisdiction to proceed.
They have been received and they are in order.
All right, thank you. All right, my intention to streamline this matter, Mr. Chairman, is I'm gonna put some very brief information on the record and then just ask my client to confirm under oath what I've set forth, if that's acceptable to you, sir.
Please proceed.
All right, so I set forth in the application rider, and I'm really summing it up. The subject property is a two-family duplex or side-by-side style dwelling at the subject property. My client purchased the two-family dwelling as a two-family dwelling in 2007. At the time it was purchased and as it exists today, there are two separate front and rear entrances, one for each unit, separate driveways for each unit, ample off-street parking in those driveways for each unit, two separate electric and gas meters, two separate furnaces and water heaters. Again, all bespeaking that this is a two-family dwelling. We submitted as part of our application package the tax records obtained from Piscataway Township, which clearly show back to the 1956 reval card that the subject property was being used then as a two-family dwelling. Really, the leap of faith is, was it being used prior to 1953 when this municipality adapted its zoning ordinance? We note that the tax records themselves show the property was built in 1914. I think it's clear based upon the location, all the factors that I've just described, that the subject property was built as a two-family dwelling. It's been existing about 100 years or a century. And I do note that it's on an oversized lot. In fact, this lot is twice the required lot size, and the subject property even meets the density for two units because it's like a double lot. We had the opportunity to look at the staff reports. There's one issued by the in-house staff dated October 29th, 2024, where I quote, the certification of the pre-existing non-conforming dwelling use should be favorably considered by the board, close quote. You don't get that very often. And then we did look at Mr. Chadwick's report. There's no issues in any of these reports. And we are aware that if the board were to certify this as a pre-existing non-conforming use, you really can't impose conditions. However, in Mr. Chadwick's report, he noted there's some wires on the side of the building that are a bit unsightly. I can tell you that the applicant looked at that. He's spoken with his electrician. And in the spirit of cooperation, the applicant is prepared to strap or otherwise clean that up so that it looks nicer. It's a good thought and a good comment and something he would do anyway now that's been brought to our attention. So I would just ask Mr. Profaci to be sworn really for the purposes of confirming everything I've told you.
Mr. Yeah, Profaci, please, can you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
John Profaci, 15 Cleveland Avenue, Monroe Township, New Jersey.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Profaci, you're a principal of the LLC that owns the property, correct?
Yes.
And you've owned the property since 2007, first in your own name, and then you put it in an LLC that you're the 100% owner of. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Now, you heard my introduction to the board, all the information that I just placed on the record, including your willingness to correct the wires on the side of the building. Is that all true and accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to get that on the record for the benefit of the board. I do have Mr. Remsa in the wings. He's our professional planner, who I thank because he helped us get all this information together. He would testify, I'm not going to call him, that he believes the record supports certification. But unless the board has an issue, I'm not going to belabor the testimony. I think it's clear that this was a two-family for about 100 years. This one makes sense. It's about the clearest case I've had. And I've done a number of these before the board, as you're aware, and we respectfully request that you grant our application and certify 36th Avenue as a lawful pre-existing non-conforming two-family dwelling.
Thank you, Kevin. Anyone on the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
A second.
Thanks. Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it at our next meeting.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's my last zoning board meeting for the year. So I wish all of you the best for the holiday season and a blessed new year. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Great. Thank you.
Let's settle this up. Number 15, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of November 14th, 2024.
First resolution is 1-4, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Juan Torres, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Liberty Tech, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last is Wellspring Adult Daycare, which we heard tonight. which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay, item number 16 is adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of November 14th, 2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 17 is adjournment. Have every one of you please have a great, safe holiday, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you personally celebrate, and be safe, and my best to all you, my friends, and your families. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you all, guys.
Take care, everyone. See you next year.
Happy and healthy, everyone.
You too, John. Thanks. Good night, everyone.